This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. On this Veterans Day, a grim look at the COVID-19 toll at Wisconsin State Veterans Homes and federal VA facilities. The State Department of Veterans Affairs says there have been 30 COVID-related deaths at the largest veterans home at King in central Wisconsin. 10 residents have died of COVID at the mid-sized Union Grove facility. One died at a smaller home in Chippewa Falls. According to a federal website, 24 vets have died of COVID while under VA care in Milwaukee, 21 in Madison, and 2 in Toma. Diane Lynch is Homes Division Administrator for the state. She says there are many factors that play into the deaths at King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls.
But the primary one is probably the fact that staff come and go off the properties, and then they have community interactions or exposures.
Lynch says another factor is likely veterans leaving the state homes for urgent medical needs.
Anytime anyone leaves the property, there's a risk for exposure.
Lynch emphasizes she's not blaming the staff. At King, 39 employees are currently confirmed COVID-19 positive. 27 residents, also known as members, are in that category. But dozens more have been sick since the pandemic started. And when staff members test positive, they're removed from the work unit, putting more pressure on remaining employees, including nurses and certified nursing assistants, or CNAs. Lynch also says since March, the veterans' homes have been following federal CDC guidelines.
Restricted visitors, everyone is masked, staff are screened every day when they come to work. Members are also screened every day for any change in their vitals that might indicate some COVID symptoms.
Lynch also says there's twice weekly testing for COVID-19 with both rapid result testing and a more reliable genetic test available. She says what's occurring in much of Wisconsin has caught up to the veterans' facilities.
Our homes were very successful for the first 5 to 6 months in keeping the virus out. But I think as we've seen the spread happening in the state of Wisconsin, you know, our homes are not immune to that.
Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.